I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The FBI was on the scene Wednesday near the Laredo home of U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar for what authorities described as a court-authorized ongoing investigation. An FBI spokesperson confirmed law enforcement's presence in the area, but didn't clarify what authorities were investigating. On Wednesday evening, Cuellar's office released a statement. Congressman Cuellar will fully cooperate in any investigation. He is committed to ensuring that justice and the law are upheld. Agents were seen taking cases and other items from the congressman's home. First elected in 2004, Cuellar is a longtime representative of his Laredo-based 28th District. A former state legislator and Texas Secretary of State, he is one of the more powerful Texas Democrats in Washington, due in part to his assignment on the House Appropriations Committee. For the latest on this developing story, check texastribune.org for further updates. Bastrop County residents were allowed to return to their homes Wednesday, a day after a prescribed burn set by Texas Parks and Wildlife in Bastrop State Park escaped from fire managers, growing to about 780 acres, more than five times its intended size. About 150 households were forced to evacuate Tuesday, officials said. No injuries or property damage has been reported, and the 783-acre fire was 30% contained as of 3:30 p.m. Wednesday. Firefighters are expected to continue fighting hotspots in the area for several days, but officials said they are confident further evacuations will not be necessary. Bastrop County is just a decade removed from the massive 2011 Bastrop County Complex fire that burned 32,000 acres of the iconic Lost Pines, destroyed more than 1,600 homes, and killed two people. Bastrop County was not under a burn ban at the time of the controlled burn, nor is the county in a drought. The U.S. Supreme Court is now weighing Senator Ted Cruz's challenge to a federal campaign finance law that limits how political donations can be used to repay candidates for money they loan themselves. At issue during Wednesday's oral arguments is a 2002 law that caps at $250,000 the amount of political donations made after an election that a victorious candidate can use to repay themselves for personal funds they loan to their campaign. Supporters of the law argue that taking large sums of money to repay loans after a candidate wins office could pose a risk that politicians engage in corrupt practices on behalf of the parties who retroactively or indirectly covered the debt. But the Republican Texas senator and his allies argue that such regulations create a threat to free speech. Conservatives have long argued that regulating campaign finance is an encroachment on a candidate's freedom of speech because the funds raised can be used to spread their message on television, in digital advertising, and in direct mail. It's a common practice in politics for candidates to loan their campaigns a surge of money in the heat of vying for votes and then pay themselves back with donations made after the election or in future cycles. Cruz, a lawyer, spent years laying the groundwork for this case. Back in 2012, Cruz was a long-shot Senate candidate running for the GOP nomination against the personally wealthy David Dewhurst, who was the state's lieutenant governor at the time. As Cruz gained traction, he dumped a $1 million loan into his campaign and eventually won the nomination and the general election. But he was only able to recoup about $545,000 of that sum as a result of the 2002 law he's now challenging. Congress passed it to prevent the appearance of quid pro quo between candidates and future donors. The theory behind the limit is that money collected after an election is no longer helping a candidate win office. Rather, the money goes to the office holder's bank account. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Texas State University System. The Texas State University System is Texas's first university system, with seven institutions spanning 700 miles. Visit tsus.edu for more.